USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Most Democrats are moving quickly to stop President Trump's declaration of a national emergency at the U.S.-Mexico border. Democrats plan to schedule a vote on a resolution to stop the order as early as next week, Tuesday. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham tells Fox News this is all about politics.
I've sat down with Democrats to try to solve this problem on a Democrat's watch. Nobody suggested we did not need to secure the border. Nobody suggested this was a manufactured crisis on Obama's watch. So what's changed? They just hate Trump, and that does bother me.
New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft has been charged in a prostitution and human trafficking sting operation. Homeland Security and IRS agents were involved in the bust that took place in Jupiter, Florida, at a local massage parlor. And producers of Empire say Jussie Smollett's character will be written out of the final two episodes of the current season. This is USA Radio News.
Imagine waking up tomorrow and being 20 pounds lighter. What would that do for you? How much better would you feel? Now, we all know that overnight weight loss is not realistic or safe, but if you're taking Calitrin, it can be that easy. Take Calitrin once a day and you can lose weight and feel better. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went to a size 42 and never felt better in my life.
Hello, my name is Joyce and I am from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while and I've lost 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 16. It makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
When you give Calitrin 90 days to work, it has a huge 86% success rate. If you want weight loss with real lasting results, visit TopLoss.com for more information or call 833-TOP-LOSS. That's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
Negotiations are underway between the teachers union and district negotiators in Oakland, California. While the meetings are going on, the teachers will be picketing outside of schools. According to the district, all schools are open in Oakland with classes being taught by temporary teachers and qualified school employees. With an update on an alleged domestic terrorist, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A disgraced Coast Guard lieutenant's being called a domestic terrorist by prosecutors. Christopher Hassan will stay in custody for at least the next 2 weeks as prosecutors build a case against him after he's accused of wanting to stage terrorist attacks and have high-profile Democrats and journalists killed. Robert Herr is the U.S. District Attorney in Maryland.
The sheer number and force of the weapons that were recovered from Mr. Hassan's residence in this case, coupled with the disturbing nature of his writings, appear to reflect a very significant threat to the safety of our community, particularly given the position of trust that Mr. Hassan held with the United States government.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Jussie Smollett's character on the Fox show Empire is being written out of the final episodes of this season. The producers issued a statement saying while Jussie has been a big part of the show, they are also aware of the impact the legal process can have on cast and crew members. Daniel Linsky is a former Boston police captain. He tells Fox News what the Chicago prosecutors are doing to build their case against Smollett.
The police will have to put together evidence that goes with their version of events. There is going to potentially be a treasure trove. Those letters, there are handwriting experts that can look at that and determine who wrote it. We can analyze the ink. The Postal Service is very good at analyzing products that come into their system, finding video of people dropping them off. All of the physical evidence, if they've got videotape of the brothers purchasing the rope and the bleach, the rope, actually, the ends of the rope can be matched together from where it was taken and cut, and they can put a bunch of physical evidence to prove this case if it's out there. His attorney should fight that and give him the best defense possible, and he is, as they are true, it's true, he's innocent until proven guilty.
Linsky was also asked if those TV interviews that we saw from Smollett can be used as evidence.
Absolutely. Anything he said in public can be used against him. If it was a statement that he gave to police freely and voluntarily, that can be used against him.
Got it.
So we've got to wait and see.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.